Are you a change maker, a non-profit leader, youth advocate, tech expert, an executive, or a development expert? Do you seek an opportunity to contribute to a dialogue with multi-sectoral leaders across Africa to drive sustainable development on the continent? Then register to attend the Aspire Coronation Trust Foundation's 8 Breakfast Dialogue on the 10th of October 2024. The conference is themed Collaborative Leadership Bridging Sectors for Sustainability in Africa. Get ready to interface with global leaders across the public, private, and social sectors as we explore the pivotal role collaborative leadership plays in addressing Africa's challenges and drive social impact. Register to participate in the 8 Breakfast Dialogue by visiting www.actransfoundation.org. See you on the 10th of October. Meet Olajide Bello, the visionary CEO behind Greet, a pioneering carpooling and mobility tech company that's redefining the daily commute in Lagos, Nigeria. With an engineering degree from Obafemi Awolowo University and a master's in management from the University of Lagos, Jide's journey is one of innovation and impact. After co-founding Creep Pack, an online marketplace, and gaining invaluable experience with top Nigerian companies, Jide joined forces with 3 fellow alumni, each bringing years of tech expertise from global giants like Amazon, Google, and Microsoft. Together, they envisioned Greet, a solution designed to tackle the challenges of urban commuting across Africa. Greet connects verified car owners with riders heading in the same direction, making transportation more affordable, social, and sustainable. By filling empty seats and reducing peak hour traffic, Jide and his team are transforming how people move through the bustling streets of Lagos. Greet is more than just a ride. It's a movement towards a more connected, efficient, and community-driven future. Join Jide Bello and the Greet team as they revolutionize commuting, one ride at a time.
My name is Jide Bello. I am the co-founder and CEO of Greet. Greet is a sustainability-inspired and technology-driven mobility app, basically that uses carpooling to connect riders and car owners moving from one unique destination point to a common destination that they share. We're currently focused on Lagos, and we intend to spread to other cities across Nigeria. So basically, we're focused on urban working professionals and people groups. The idea of carpooling suggests and helps people have fewer cars on the road when you know that you have shared directions and common destination that you have amongst people. Now, Greet is a fully, verified app that bridges on technology such as biometrics and, ID verification to ensure that the users on our platform are verified and pretend no risk at all to each other when sharing rides together. We have all those measures in place because we know that from our initial market research, that was a main concern for people to share rides in a big city like Lagos. And of course, in other parts of Nigeria that we intend to move to. So we launched sometime in mid-2023 fully. We did a pilot launch, but we entered into operations fully around June, July last year. And for the initial soft launch that we had, the response was quite good, but we know that the journey is bigger ahead. We're doing a pivot or a more develop of the app towards the corporate organizations now to have organizations sign up on subscription basis, which is called the Greet Private. And that allows people ride on private networks, meaning that colleagues from a particular organization can share rides to and fro work on a daily basis. That means you don't have to drive to your office every day. And of course, that is catered up to a large extent by your organization as some benefit for you as a staff, instead of having to manage a fleet of staff buses and the likes. So for the individuals on the Greet public network who are also verified, It's just about you putting up your app and then connecting with the nearest car owner who's going towards your destination. So like I said, we've launched since mid-2023. The journey hasn't been so, you know, as expected, but then currently we have close to about 2,000 users signed up on our app, and we've had more than 1,000 as well rides completed. But for some point, like I said, we're focusing on organizations to have, you know, their staff members and groups as well sign up and come on board, so that when they have a ride to and fro work or even any other destination, they can share that on the Greech app. So how do you find the Greech app? The Greech app is available on Android and iOS store. It's as easy as just downloading the app, assigning up your details. We do the verification of the IDs and the lights for both car owners and the riders to make sure that we have verified users on board. And from there, you can, you know, start using the Greech app. Like I said, we're growing across all parts of Lagos. So we are acquiring and onboarding more car owners by the day. And we hope that you can come on board using the Greech ride at some point. Greech offers you the opportunity. We like to call ourselves the LinkedIn in motion, to network fellow professionals who are heading your direction, or people who just meet, because it's not guaranteed that you meet the same set of people over and over again every day. And we also have the scheduling feature on the app that allows you to schedule a ride ahead within a maximum of 24 hours, such that when you know that you're going somewhere in 24 hours ahead, just schedule ahead, and then the car owner that is going your direction will already have you marked, and then you have the seats occupied. It's as easy as that. We provide cost saving for you, the rider, instead of having to go solo and then have exorbitant amount to pay for that single ride. Why not share with 2-3 other people, and then within three of you, that, you know, fee can be split. And whereas for the car owner as well, they have more people moved from place to place. And then, like I said earlier, the social opportunity for networking, the economic is in terms of saving the cost of what the average ride-hailing apps would charge you for that same ride. You share it among 2-3 other persons. Whereas for the car owner, who will also be saving, you know, cost of fueling and vehicle maintenance by reason of making more from that. And then, of course, environmental. When I mentioned earlier that Greech is sustainability inspired, we believe that our cities, our environment should be kept cleaner and safer in terms of the atmosphere. So when we have fewer and less gas emissions, CO2 emissions released in the atmosphere, it's quite a huge chunk of tons that, you know, carbon dioxide is released into the atmosphere from vehicles. And that drastically affects our environment. We can tell from the various effects of climate change that is going on, which is largely due to, you know, emissions from industrial and, of course, vehicular movements. So with fewer cars on the road, when people don't necessarily have to drive to work every day, when, you know, you're sharing a ride with people going your direction, and then, of course, with the future tending towards electronic vehicles and other more sustainable means of fueling vehicles, Greech comes into place, and that's much more on a longer term view. But for now, we're focusing on having fewer cars on the road, less noise on the road, and more people connecting more while paying less amount, you know, to commute to and fro work and other places they would want to go. We like to say that we offer the comfort of a vehicle with the affordability of a public vehicle. So that's what Greech essentially does for you. So, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, it hasn't been all that easy, seeing that we're largely still very much funded by the team. And then it's still an idea that we had among the team, and we thought it's a real problem that we're going to be solving if we get this right. And so the challenges have been mainly, you know, the breakthrough, right, to get more people buy into the ideas. A lot of people are warming up into the idea of carpooling, sharing rides with other persons, and realizing the inherent benefits in carpooling as a system, till it becomes a culture more for, you know, the average Lagosian or anyone dwelling in bigger cities across Nigeria and, of course, Africa. That's the vision is for the longer run. So it's to really get people to warm up to that consciousness that it's a culture, not just because you don't have money, right, that you're going that way, but it's a culture that, you know, embraces far beyond just the economic benefits, but more on the environmental angle, getting people to see the need to, you know, be more sustainability conscious by using means like this, you know, the sharing economy largely that would help you beyond the economics, like I did mention earlier. And then, of course, like a new business that is playing in a space that is largely operated by bigger players. For us as a team, you know, in terms of getting the publicity and advertising, and of course, you know, it took quite a huge chunk when we did our initial launch. But then, of course, we're doing, you know, other not so scalable means of advertising the business. So far, so good. I mean, it's been quite a journey, right? It's been quite challenging in those regards, not just funding, but again, you know, getting the idea and the culture of carpooling more warmed up to people. So yeah, those are the two key main challenges. And of course, like I said, now that we have been corporate organizations on board, we have about 10 of them already, large and medium corporates who are warmed up to the idea of having, yes, you know, staff make use of Gritch to, you know, use our private network to have, you know, collaborative rides to and fro work or any other place they might wish to. So that would help solve that. We believe that if once the corporate organizations and a lot of people on that side from the business to business and for us now embrace the carpooling as a culture, it becomes more a mainstream idea that everybody warms up to and gets to enjoy the benefit of. So far for us, like I said, I mean, it's still just barely less than a year or about. Our main success story that I would say so far is having people that even though we know them say that, okay, this is something that can actually, you know, go bigger than we actually anticipated. The comfort of you saying, I don't have to drive to work 5 days a week when I know that someone that I just discovered 2-3 streets away would walk through this, you know, drive through this path, and then I connect with them with the ease of, oh, it's just 2 other streets away from my workplace as well. It's the mapping, the technology that has, you know, brought ease into the day-to-day living. We know how crazy and terrible it is for people to experience commuting, especially at peak hours in the morning for people, especially in big city like Lagos. So the ease of having to connect with someone going your direction, and you know, things like, of course, car owners also saying, oh, I actually made some money, you know, to defray the now ridiculously high cost of fuel in my vehicle. That those things are still on the, you know, one-to-one basis of testimonials that we're getting and some feedback from users so far that is giving us this sign of hope that, okay, we are really onto something and we're sort of solving a real problem here. And then, so for us as a team, myself and my 3 other co-founders, the initial idea, of course, being people who have lived in Lagos, you know, faced the regular commuting challenges, going to work, coming back from work. And then, of course, the different challenges of people saying different stories of, oh, well, they have this sister or even work colleagues of one of us who got mugged in public buses, whereas they could have just been in the comfort of, you know, a carpooled, you know, ride like Rich in the safety of people who they know that they are verified, and there is also a way of alerting if there's to be any issue. So solving problems of, you know, insecurity and, you know, the safety, and then of course easing the cost of commuting, paying exorbitant amount, and then having people network. Those are the things that give us pride, and we know that as we scale it higher, the impact will be larger across the society, especially maybe more on a larger public appreciation of the reduction of, you know, vehicular traffic, and then of course lower carbon emission in the atmosphere.
Jide, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Hi, Thelma. It's a pleasure to be here too.
Great. So I see we have Gritch here. So can you briefly just tell me how Gritch operates and its impact on the society?
All right. Thank you very much. So Gritch is a sustainability-inspired and technology-driven carpooling platform that connects riders with car owners who are headed the same direction. So we have both users verified, and it's only one single app that is created for this. So you can be a rider today, and tomorrow you might decide to be a driver and have your car, you know, want to drive tomorrow, you don't feel like driving, but the guarantee is that you have someone around you within